صل على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today's majlis, I read a small brief majlis of Hazrat Shah Wasila Rahmatullah Ali. But after Maghrib Salah, then I came across this hadith in the Dars of Tirmidhi Sharif. So I became confused on what I should have the majlis on, what topic. So I'm still in a state of confusion. But nevertheless, we'll start with the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, inshallah. And then some points which our Sula Rahmatullah Ali has brought forward, then we can expound on that as well, inshallah. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif that we done, this hadith Sharif here, the sanadi is وَبِقَالَ حَدَّثَنَا Bishr bin Hilal الصواف البصري قال حدثنا جعفر بن سليمان عن طارق عن الحسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يأخذ عني هؤلاء الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلم من يعمل بهن. Who will take from me these five statements? And then he'll make amal on these five statements, and he will teach another person also to make amal on these five statements. Who will do this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that. فَقَالَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ فَقُلْتُ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه was standing there. He said, "Ey Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'll take it from you. I will make amal on it. And I will teach others also. Inshallah, they will also make amal on it." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي. He held my hand. The love. This last time had love for Sahaba. Sahaba had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he held his hand. فَعَدَّ خَمْسًا. And then he counted five things. The first thing he said, وَقَالْ اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ. Save yourself from haram things. You will become the most greatest abid of your time. Greatest abid of your time. Save yourself from all prohibitions of Allah Ta'ala. All the things which our nafs is inclined towards but prohibited by Shariat. You will be abadun nas. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Most pious, most abid. Allahu Akbar. My Shaykh, when we are traveling now, he was talking about falah. Falah means to be successful. Then he quoted this verse of Quran. He says, "Ulaika ala hudam rabbihim." They are upon hidayat. Hidayat. Ulaika ala hudam rabbihim. Who's on hidayat? Ulaika humul muflihun. Hidayat and falah, success goes together. Hidayat. So we all make dua, Allah give us hidayat. Even the Nabi also make dua for hidayat. We are all in need of guidance from Allah Ta'ala. So if we are on guidance from Allah Ta'ala, then we will attain falah. And then Hazrat said, falah muqufin salah par. If you want falah, you must be pious. You must become pious to attain falah. You can't keep on doing haram things and expect to get falah. You can't. It won't work. If you want to expect falah, successful success and kamyabi in this world, in the akhirat, then you have to become pious. That is the requisite. You have to leave all the haram things. اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمُ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful ta'lim. If you become pious, then Allah Ta'ala will give success. That is the requisite. Salah. Falah is muquf ala salah. And then the second thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to him, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَّمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَ النَّاسِ. Become happy. What Allah has distributed for you, what was written in your taqdeer, become happy with that. You will become the most independent of all people. Because your nazar will never go on somebody else, what he has, what I don't have. You won't make nashukri what Allah has given you. Now, A lot of things, Maulana, is out of our control. Where I come from, where I'm born, what is my background? All these things, do we have control over this? We don't have control over any of it. So what Allah has chosen for me, there's khair for me in that. You see, be content with that. Don't look at other people. Don't look at others. Look at what Allah has given you. And you must always feel, Allah has given me more than what I deserve. I never deserve all this here. Allah gave me through His fazal and karam. I wasn't deserving of this. You see? You will become the most independent. Your heart will attain sukoon. You'll get peace of mind. You'll get peace. You see? You got a small house. It's a jhompri. It's a hut. But it's yours. You have control in your own hut. You can do whatever you want. It belongs to you. Allah has chosen that place for you. You attain peace there. You'll get great peace. People today, when they're very rich, they go for holiday. So if you're staying in a big mansion, where they go for the holiday? They find one hut somewhere. Because the mansion never brought them the happiness and the sukoon. If let's go in the mountain, we'll go in a, what do you call these things, Maulana? Chalet, yeah, chalet. Now what is a chalet? Chalet is a hut. So the fellow is in the hut, he wants to go into the mansion. He thinks he's going to get peace there. And the fellow that is in the mansion, he wants to go in the chalet, in the hut to get peace. So nobody is happy with what Allah has given them. You see? So this is wrong. You see? So Allah Ta'ala has given you nice hay. Now what you went and done? You went to the fellow in the barber shop and you told him, make it all. So I saw two people like that, two boys, and they had the same haircut. So I asked them, what is this? They say, Brazilian. I say, Hada huwa haram. The Arab boys, Hada haram. What do you want to be a Brazilian for? Allah has given you, how He's kept you. Why don't you want to be like that? How Allah Ta'ala has given you. Says, no, this is Brazilian. Allah save us. You see, so you must be content with what Allah has given you. Even in wealth also. Even in wealth, even in husn, whatever it is. If somebody is better than you, good luck to him. You will well, wish well for him. And Hazrat said a deep thing in one of his madrasas, his first madrasas actually in Zambia. He mentioned, article, he said, he quoted this hadith, very famous, he always quotes this hadith, Ad-Din wa Nasiha. Ad-Din wa Nasiha. Deen means to give good advice. That's what deen means, to give good advice. And he says, to become khairha, wish good for others. He says, the zamana that we are in, we no more ham nasih, nasih ke taur par nahi rehte hum. We don't wish well for others. Jis zamane se ham guzar rahe, in the era in which we are going through, we don't wish well for others. And yahaq. If somebody else, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, it pains our heart. Why do you want to do like that? Allah's distribution. So when Allah Ta'ala makes a distribution, it is full of wisdom. It's full of wisdom. Why Allah Ta'ala distributed like that? He's in control. He will do whatever He wants to. So therefore, if we want peace of mind, then be happy with, content with what Allah has given us. Allahu Akbar. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَّمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. Number three. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِكْ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا. Be good to your neighbor. You'll be a mu'min. Doesn't matter whether your neighbor is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. All your neighbors, be good to them. Don't cause them harm. Don't cause them taklif. Be kind to your neighbors. Our Sharia emphasizes a lot about the rights of the neighbor. In fact, to the degree that Sahaba thought that maybe the time will come when your neighbor will inherit from your estate. To that level. You see? And we don't find that neighborliness anymore. It's like, you don't know who's your neighbor, and your neighbor doesn't know who you are. Never met, not even one day. That's how it works. You understand that? So that's wrong. That's not an Islamic method. It's not a Shari'i tariqah, that's a kafir tariqah. They have put us into that mindset that each man for himself and God for all. That's what they taught us, the kufar. Each man for himself. Halak, it is not true that. So that each person should care for the next person, especially your neighbors. Now if something happens, Allah forbid, the first person you're going to turn to is your neighbor. Is your neighbor. He's going to come, so that you're going to phone him and ask him for help, or he's going to ask you for help. And you know, in India, where I was studying, the small villages, now you have this Faryas, small, like, you know, where you have people staying, so they have streets, small little streets, I have houses there. So there the adat is, whatever the people cook from this side, they will send it there, whatever they cook from that side, they will send it here, you know. And I used to appreciate it so much, especially if I like go to Surat, and you're going to the doctor, or you're sick or something, and you come home, there's no food there. And then imagine the neighbor from across sends you a plate of food at that time. How much qadar you make of that food? How much qadar? You see? That love increases, that muhabbat increases. So that family, although they're not your family, they become your family. You don't see that here. That is gone. Now it's all about, if I cook something very smart, then I want to show my neighbor my skill. So that I see, I got a new recipe, and this is what I can do. The Hadith Sharif says that even if you make walau bi filsin shat, even if you make one hoof of an animal, you cut it, you make some paya. You see, paya is like a cheap food. Although here in South Africa, it's something we don't hardly see paya. They make the product from the hoofs of the animal. So that the soup, so that is cheap. That too sent to the neighbor. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us. So we have lost this in our culture. Especially in South Africa, I can tell you. And this is across the board. So one neighbor and said that will not send anything across for the neighbor. And now imagine you have 3-4 neighbors. You send something for them, they will send something for you. You got 3 salads instead of one salad. They got extra, you got extra. You see? And then you add a little bit shorba also when you're cooking. Put some little bit gravy so the volume increases so that you can send for the neighbor also. Understand that? So therefore we have lost this. Allah Ta'ala bring back the sunnah traditions back into our lives, good neighborliness. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you'll become a mu'min if you do that. Your iman will get strong if you have good neighborly ties. Look at the outcome of that. Takun mu'minan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa'ahib linnas ma tuhibbu li nafsik. Takun musliman. If you love for others what you love for yourself, you will become a Muslim. A true Muslim. See, you become a true mu'min. You become a true Muslim if you love for others what you love for your own self. Don't only care for your own self. Have a big heart for everyone. Have a big heart for everyone. Somebody is poor, go and help him. Somebody you know got no food, go and give him. Somebody doesn't have a shoe, go and help him. Have some fikr, some feeling for another human being. Not like the kafirs. The kafirs have no feeling for human beings. Sorry, but they have lost all humanity. Now in Gaza there was one baby starved to death. So when the baby was born, it was 3 kilos. And then when the baby died, it was 2 kilos. Mother doesn't have milk to give. There's no powder, there's no nothing. They let the baby die out of starvation. They stop all the food. The hundreds of people are dying in starvation. They have no humanity. Insaniyat khatam ho gayi. They're no more human beings. Even a human, understand, even an animal has compassion for another animal. Right? A human has lost all compassion for another human being. So even your enemies too, you can't deprive them of water. So they deprive the children of water. And then they say, "Ham insan hai." So what the person who is committing all the crimes, he's saying, "I'm a peacemaker." The person who is a murderer, he says that, "No, I'm a protector." So what is that? Is that insaniyat? They have lost all insaniyat. They have no face anymore to show. The world has seen. Allah Ta'ala has removed the parda of their haywaniyat. Everybody can see they're worse than animals. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala help the ummah. Very difficult conditions that we are going through now. So love for humanity what you love for your own self. You will become a Muslim. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Wala tukthir al-dhihk." Don't laugh too much. فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضِّحْكُ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Because too much of laughter is going to kill the heart. Too much of laughter is going to kill the heart. So at the end of this hadith, my ustaz Hazrat Maulana Yasin Sahib, Nawarallahu man qada, he gave one waqiyah, one story. Very small story. He says that Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam used to cry a lot. And Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam used to laugh more. So one day, Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam told Isa alayhi salam, Ziyada royako, cry more. And Isa alayhi salatu wassalam then told Yahya alayhi salam, you must laugh more. Now they having that debate amongst themselves. So Allah Ta'ala sent down the farishta. He sent down one angel and he told, tell them that when you are alone you must cry more. And when you are with people you must laugh more. When you are alone in solitude, when nobody is there, it's only you and Allah Ta'ala, then you must shed tears in front of Allah Ta'ala. Sanaji. You must cry in front of Allah Ta'ala when nobody is seeing you. And then when you are amongst the people, then you must show happiness. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in front of the people, he was always happy. He was always smiling. Julla dhihki bi dhihki at-tabassum. Most of the time he was smiling, he was happy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to show the people he's happy. Yes, inside what was happening, that was something else. That azizun ka azizil mirja, the Hadith Sharif says. They had a bubbling sound like a big pot with water inside. And you know, you have that bubbling sound coming out from the chest. That was his great warrior and figure. But that was internal. But on the outside, he was smiling with everyone. Why you must smile with everyone? So the people, they don't now lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in his solitude, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be crying one way. In solitude. My ustad al-muhtaram Hazrat Mu'ammar Asa rahmatullahi alayhi, this was his sifat. If you go and see his condition, I used to go to his house. So I used to invite, I used to drop my son off. So it used sometimes 12 when I go in afternoon class, then I would go inside. And I would see Maulana, he's sitting alone. And he's crying. And the tears are so much that his whole beard is full of tears. That's how much he's crying. Now I don't know what dua is making. So I should just go and sit behind him and say, Allah, whatever his dua is making, give me some share in that dua also. That's all. That is in solitude. But when he would meet you outside the house, he used to be happy and laughing, and chutkule was mashur, he should crack a few jokes, anecdotes, so that you feel. When you come in the house, when you're living with your family, husn-e muasharat. At least speak nice things to the family. Let them make happy. Make the people happy in the house. Make your mother happy. Say something that she feels happy. Say something nice. Your wife will feel happy. Say something nice to your father. He'll feel happy. Sahibadi. Say nice things so the mood gets better in the house. Sahibadi. That's how you deal. Husn-e muasharat. Deal with people. Make them happy. Don't make people sad. Don't cause anyone taklif also. So this is the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told Hazrat Abu Huraira, he said, is there anyone will make amal? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will make amal. And I will teach others also to make amal. Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq to make amal on this great nasihat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was the hadith that we had done in Mishkat Sharif. Then I read from the majalis of Hazrat Shah Wasilah rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned that aqeedat wa muhabbat ka ma'yar sirf ittiba hai. If you say you love somebody, then what will be the ma'yar? What will be the test that you actually truly love that person? What will be the test? You say, I have aqeedat in you, I trust you, I trust your judgment, I follow you, all that, I listen to you. So what is the ma'yar? The ma'yar is ittiba. What's the ma'yar? The ma'yar is ittiba. You must follow. You must follow that person. Then he knows that this person is true in his muhabbat. Now you're saying, I love you, but at the end of the day, you're not listening, for example. So the Hazrat says, that what happens, people say, we have muhabbat for you, we have love for you. Mulaqat ke liye bhi wo gir padte hai, badan par, they come and drop themselves on top of you, like they love you so much. لیکن when you make مطالبہ from them کہ دین کا کچھ عمل بھی کرنا ہے, we can't only show محبت for one another, now it's also we must make عمل also. پھر وہ بھاگ جاتے ہیں, then they run away. Just now they were falling down saying, Sheikh, we love you so much. Now you tell them, let's make amal, me and you. When it comes time for amal, then nobody wants to make amal. Then everybody wants to run away. So he said, we never understood the mansha of going to the mashayikh. The mansha of going to the mashayikh, the sheikh himself is not maqsood. He's not the objective. The sheikh himself is not the objective. The objective is nisbat ila Allah. Connecting to Allah Ta'ala. Ta'alluq ma'allah. Deen ko hasil karna, to attain deen, to become deendar, that is the maqsood. Insan banna, to become a proper human being. Insaniyat paida karna, akhlaq ko durust karna, rectifying one's akhlaq. What is the adab and etiquette for every occasion? If I'm in the masjid, what is the etiquette? If I'm at home, what is the etiquette? All these things here. Yes, seekna. Now all this, who's supposed to teach you this? Hazrat says, your father, your ustad, they supposed to do all these things, they teach you all these things. But he says, nobody is doing that, fulfilling the responsibility. So now the mashayikh in the khanqahs, they have to start doing these things that our parents were supposed to teach us. So what happens is, the asal taluk of Allah Ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, now there's no time left to get to attain all that because we're busy fixing all this substance. Akhlaq is not right, surat is not right, character is not right, etiquette is not right, all those things are not right. Now the Shaykh is focusing on all those things now. Instead of now trying to connect our qalb directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, to get to the inside, you must first fix the outside. The outside must get fixed, and inshallah after that, slowly, slowly we'll work on the inside. But now when you say time to make amal, a fellow runs away, he doesn't want to make amal, he doesn't want to do all these things here, hasn't been, nobody helped him to make himself. So when he comes, now, kacha maal hota hai. Now the sheikh have to start from scratch. So he says, now it takes a long time to fix all these things here. Phir bari mashakkat uthani padti hai. Then it becomes very difficult to attain all this here. You see. Then he says, Hazrat says that, aaj kal ghalati, yeh ho rahi hai ke logon ne mashai ko maqsood samajh rakha. People think the Shaykh himself is the maqsood. He's not the maqsood. Asal Allah ki nisbat hai. The main maqsood, the main maqsad is the nisbat of Allah Ta'ala. To attain that. You see. And the true Shaykh is that person that his job is makhluq o khaliq se milana. To connect the makhluq of Allah Ta'ala with Allah Ta'ala. That is his job. And then he gave one waqi'a Hazrat. He says in Bombay, there was a buzurg. When he would walk towards the masjid, then he would laugh with the people and joke with them and everything. But once he enters inside the masjid, he should become like nobody recognizing. And if anybody stood up to respect him, he should get very angry. He says that this is the house of Allah. Yeh khuda ki ta'zim ki jagah hai. This is the place where you must make ta'zim of Allah Ta'ala. Ya meri ta'zim ki jagah hai? Or is this a place to make my ta'zim? Or is this a place to make ta'zim of Allah Ta'ala? Whose ta'zim you must make when you go in the masjid? You must make the ta'zim of Allah Ta'ala. So why are you turning towards me? Turn towards Allah. If he's a true shaykh. And if you turn towards him, that's going to pain, cause the heart to pain. And Hazrat says that today, unfortunately, hum apne buzurgon ki ta'zim mein ifrat karte hain. We're going overboard in the ta'zim of our buzurgs. Aur khuda ki ta'zim mein tafreed karte hain. And the amount of ta'zim that we have to give to Allah, we're not giving him the adequate ta'zim that is required to give to Allah Ta'ala. Isliye jo hai, aaj hum log haqeeqat ko chhod chuke hain. Or, yahi sirf rasam baqi reh gayi hai. We don't go to the mashayikh for the right reason, and we make more ta'zim of the mashayikh than anything that we're supposed to, and instead of making ta'zim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or deen aur dunya mein, ye sab rusool ki aamezish ho gayi hai. In our lives now, our deen and dunya are full with all these customary practices. And then he says, One of the kharabi is people are sitting in the masjid. Now all are facing towards the qibla. Now the big buzuk comes inside. Khalbali mat jati hai. Everybody turns away from the qibla. They're facing that side. So Hazrat says, that caused me a lot of taklif. Shah Wasila rahmatullah alayhi. That causes me a lot of taklif. Mujh par bohat shaam guzarta hai. Is like a Shaykh Khuda se wasal ka zariya ban raha hai ya fasal ka zariya ban raha hai. Now the Shaykh has become a means of joining you to Allah or turning you away from Allah. You are sitting facing the Qibla, now he came, now you turned away from the Qibla. Why did you turn away from the Qibla? You continue facing towards the Qibla. Ya Allah ka ghar hai. Allah's azmat comes first. Shah Wasila, look at the Islam, Mawlana. Allah reward these buzruks. Look how they're turning our hearts to Allah Ta'ala. Look at how they got the finger on the pulse. They know where our weaknesses lie. So Allah Ta'ala give them all great ajr jazeel in the akhirat for all this good ta'aleem. Or har waqt hujum hai rehta hai mashayikh ke liye. Now they say there's so many people surrounding the mashayikh. Then he was lamenting. He was saying that now we don't even have time to make our own ibadat. We don't even have time to read our own ishraq. People are just around us all the time, lamenting. He says, halaki, it's not the maqsood. The maqsood is, the shaykh's job is to turn the qalb towards Allah Ta'ala, turn the heart away from the dunya towards the akhirat. Khalas. He has fulfilled his task. And then you fill your heart with the azmat of Allah Ta'ala. Fill the heart up with the azmat of Allah Ta'ala. So the gari chalti rahe. Fill the heart up with the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. So the train will carry on and carry on, you see. It's not like one day you do it and then next day you leave. If you have muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, you have the azmat of the deen of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, then till you live, as long as you live in this world, you carry on with ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. Carry on with the deen, carry on with the a'mal. So that is the maqsad. And that is the ta'luk, that's the nisbat, that connection, that is the whole maqsad. So let's not forget the real maqsad of going to the mashayikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this majlis. Give Hazrat Shah Wasila rahmatullah alayhi jazai khair. Send it for this beautiful majlis that he has given. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal. And inshallah next week Tuesday, Hazrat Shah Mulana Qamru Zama sahab, Damat Barakatum, will be coming to our town and our masjid, our madrasa. So Hazrat is a great personality. Many, many people, thousands of people have made tawbah on his hands. Thousands. And there's no mubalagha in that. No mubalagha. There's no exaggeration. On his hands, thousands of people have made tawbah. Allah has used him nearly 100 years old now. So, when next week comes, Masab, whatever time he spends here, usko ghanimat samajna. That Allah Ta'ala brought such a pious person to our community and our locality and our masjid and our madrasa. Allah give us maximum benefit, and Allah Ta'ala make Hazrat's Ahmad to our town, make moon full of barakah and a means of hidayah for the whole of humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.